Rabbis and lessons from the Lev, Parshat Tzav, Shabbos HaGodol, the big Shabbos based on, of course, the drasha that's normally done. I assume this year drashas will be forthcoming Thursday, Friday for people to hear. I want to dedicate this year, this day, to the unfortunate death of my cousin's father-in-law, or my cousin had the zechus of marrying them, Izzy Shulman, Yitzhak Elchanan ben Alta Avram Chaim, the Shlomish and Haven Aliyah, from this horrible, horrible disease. The Rabbanu Shlomish should get everybody refuah shlemus, all those that are suffering from this, and refuah nefesh, refuah haguf, both those suffering physical illness and those psychological illness from this, should have refuah shlema pesoch shar chole Yisrael. In this parasha, we begin the parasha, and I'm going to include a few different ideas to bring this all together, and of course, Pesach Haba Aleinu Latova, and of course, the current corona situation that we're in. The first thing that the Kohen Gadol does is, last week's parasha, we learned about all the different korbanos, albeit we missed one, which we'll get to a bit later. And the first thing that he has to do, Savas Amar Mizbanav Leimor Zois Toiris Ha'ola, he learns that he has to first levasha koin mido vichsei bad yivshas besarov v'rimas adeshan. The first thing you have to do is the rimas adeshan. So a number of years ago, I'm sure you all remember this, I related Rav Hirsch's pshat on why the Kohen's first job was to take out the garbage, to take a little bit of the deshan, even though it was even a small amount, even if it was a fistful. And that was a reminder in the second pshat of Rav Hirsch, a reminder that he has to remember what was done yesterday. When we continue, we realize that there is a shasheret, there is a chut hamishulash, as my mother would say, the meher lo yonatek, as the Nara says, that there is a direct connection between what was done yesterday and what will be done today. There's a connection between the actions that I do day in and day out, and even if they were different kohanim, there is a connection to that. And says Harav Ranan of Gush Etzion, a beautiful idea. That's the great connection to the very stirring and beautiful Haftorah that we say of Shabbos HaGodol. Because we read, of course, from the end of Malachi, Perek Gimel, the beautiful Haftorah, and the last few lines tell us that Zichru Torah's Moshe Abdi. Remember Moshe's Torah. As we learn in Har Sinai, all the chukim mishpatim. What's the connection over here? Zichru Torah Moshe. Remember what happened. Remember that we only received the Torah because of the geula of Golos Mitzrayim. We were in Golos. And that is a connection to the Eliyahu Hanavi, which we want so badly, as we'll be saying at the Seder, we'll be davening for Eliyahu Hanavi to come. And what will he do? V'heishiv lev avos al abonim. There will be a connection between the avos and the bonim. V'igata levincha b'yamahu, the whole point of the Seder itself, is that connection between the past and the present. Between the last generation and this generation, to tell over the great nisim v'nefloyis that happened on that day. And that's the connection between the two. The reminders of her says that when you take the deshan out, it's not enough for a person to just do the new work, remind himself where he came from, who he is from. You're from Aaron HaKohen in the case of the Kohanim. And that's a very important point. And as the Seder, we have to understand, and despite the fact that unfortunately for many this year, we will not, me included unfortunately, will not be able to celebrate the Seder with Heshiv Levavos Albanim, with the previous generations, we have to remember where we came from. And Dafka, it's important to point out, it's Dafka the Deshen, I think. Dafka the Deshen, which is the garbage, if you will, which is yesterday's refuse. Remind ourselves, yes, we're Ofer Ve'efer. Who are we compared to the generation before? A chutzpah, people who complain about being in quarantine and compare it to what grandparents went through in the Holocaust. And even, I feel bad for Natan Sharansky, who's giving his five etzas. What he went through compared to us. So we have to stay at home with all the luxuries of what do we have at home. I know it's not so easy, but we have to be careful and understand what the Avos went through to allow us to have a Pesach Seder, to allow us to continue Yahadus. I remember the great Rabbi Neuberger from Beth Abraham, Rosh Hashiva and YU, would often say at a bar mitzvah, the bracha, Uribanim Levanecha Shalom al Yisrael, he said, the bracha that I give is that the fact that there are grandparents at the Simcha, what these grandparents went through or their parents went through to come to America and to decide to be from. As I tell the story, my son actually had a report for school. And he spoke about heroes. And he said, my grandfather, who came from Europe, Yaakov Weinrib, and was fired every single week from a job because there was 6 day weeks then. You are who you are, said Rabbi Neuberger today, because of the Mesiras Nefesh for being able to serve Hashem in the wonderful way of saying Shabbos is important to me. But there's another idea that I want to bring out, and I think that they're related. In this week's parasha, we also learn about the Korban Todah. We know a lot about the Korban Todah, because every morning, right in the kind of the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, but really it's the beginning of Pesukei Dezimra, we say Mizmor LaTodah. Rav Yosef Chanan Zannenfeld, in his beautiful Sefer on the parasha, Shlomos Chaim, I have his Shel Tshuva Sefer, didn't see the Parsha Sefer. But Rabbi Fran quotes this beautiful idea. And he asks a somewhat simple question. First question he asks, Rav Zannenfeld, is the following. He says, Rav Yosef Chaim Zannenfeld was the great Rav of Yerushalayim. Shtickle a little bit. If we go back in the generations, I'd like to say I'm a little bit related to him, although it's from another family, but okay, whatever. So he says, first he wants to ask the following thing. Parshas Vayikra discusses all the korbanos. There's only one korban that's not mentioned. Tzav is a parsha that the laws of korbanos are given to the kohanim. Tzav asar is man limar zos tari soilu, bechulu. But the Todah is in the middle of the instructions. Here he's telling him, I want to remind you, this is the Torah Soilu, this is the korban mincha. And all of a sudden, there's a korban Todah that comes in the middle. And we know, Arba Tzrichim the Hodos, what does the Korban Todah come to? Rashi writes, that the Gemara of course says, the trials and tribulations that a person goes through, what we have today is our Birchas HaGoma. Traveling by sea, or traveling by the desert, and living, being released from prison, being healed from a serious illness, all of these things are, in fact, similar in the way that we're giving hodah to Hashem for being cured of something. These are great occurrences, says Rav Yosef Chanan Zannenfeld. But they're not really miracles. It's not a miracle when a person in nowadays travels on a plane and makes it to Eretz Yisrael. He's saying a birchas hagoyimel. A person's released, has Baruch Hashem, a baby. Should even say a gomel. Not a bypass surgery, maybe, but maybe he put in a stint and he was put under. All these different shots. It's a big joy. It's a big joy in that. It's not Kriyas Yamsuf. It's not a nice guloy that we see that everybody recognizes. It's a nice nister. It's what we call a modern medical miracle. Person can walk in the streets, as my friend says, after bypass surgery, you didn't even know he had it because you haven't spoken to him in a month. And he says, how are you doing? You look a little bit. He says, oh, I had bypass surgery. He says, oh my God, I didn't even know. Person was deathly ill and now is better. But that's not considered in our generation a major miracle. Rabbi Fran quotes the beautiful words of Le'eimenu, where it says, Hapam oide es Hashem. She has her fourth child. She realizes she will now have the king of all children, in the sense of, besides he's going to be from Shevet Yehuda, the kings, but will have more children than the other her sister, and other maidservants. And she says, "Hapoyim Odu, this time I'll thank Hashem." The Gemara in Brachos somewhat strangely says, for from the creation of the world until Yehuda, nobody was born ever that thanked Hashem until Leah came along and thanked him. So many commentators are puzzled by this. What is he talking about? Noach gave a korban to Hashem. Avraham Avinu, you know how many times he said thank you? Sarah said thank you for the child. What's going on over here? The answer is that until Leah, people thanked Hashem for what was obviously open miracles. Being saved from the storm of the ark, obviously. Having a child when you're almost 100 years old, come on. That doesn't seem to be natural. But Leah said, childbirth is natural, but this is something special to me. Hapam Odili. We don't treat it as special. The Rav Fran tells a story about somebody who went to Rav Shach, and he asked him, should I make a Kiddush? I just had a girl. People started this custom of having a Kiddush. Is it so important? So Rav Shach says, let me ask you a question. What if you've been married for 8 years and you couldn't have children? Would you make a Kiddush if you had a baby girl after 8 years of marriage and you couldn't have any children? And now the Rabbonu Shalom saved you from 7 years of anguish? You're not going to make a Kiddush? What was the point of the story, obviously? We consider childbirth such a simple thing. We don't think about it. We don't think about what it took me to get to this point. What the Rabbonu Shalom did to find the two mates, the husband and the wife, to find each other. What my parents and grandparents did to continue the generations of being from. That, says Rav Yosef Chaim Zannenfeld, is why the Korban Toida is in Parshat Tzav and not in Vayikra. Because there's one group of people, says Rav Yosef Chaim Zannenfeld, that see everyday miracles. The Kohanim, as the mission always tells us, lists the 10 miracles that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. Flies weren't attracted to recently slaughtered animals. Wind never dissipated from smoke that was rising in the Mizbeach. The Kohen Gadol didn't become Tamei on Yom Kippur. But it's interesting because if you go into the depths of understanding the miracles of the Beis HaMikdash that didn't make it into this Mishnah, Gemaras that Mefurish tell us other miracles, for example, when they slaughtered a bird and they removed the innards, they would throw it on the floor. The Beis HaMikdash would literally swallow. Its stone floor would absorb the garbage. Some commentaries explain the Mishnah only lists miracles that could be easily have been missed. You see, somebody could pass the Mizbeach and not even notice that the smoke rose in the beautiful way that it did and wouldn't say, it's a little bit windy outside, new. That just makes sense. And who better than the Kohanim who saw these everyday miracles, the little miracles, quote unquote, at the beginning that they would be amazed, but after time they would say, it's just another day at the office. You see, the Korban Toda, Dafka in Parshat Tzav, Dafka of the Kohanim in the middle to remind them of the thanksgiving we have to have to Hashem at all times. And I think that when a stop is put on our life, and I'm not the guy that's going to give reasons, and I'm not that guy. But when a stoppage is put on our life, like no other time, certainly in our history, that everything has stopped. We're not continuing doing anything. We have to remind ourselves of the simple miracles that we have. And yes, there's a machlikas. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that you say the Birchas HaGomel when you're on a plane. And I'm used to, at least, fly a lot. And I was machmet to do that because I wanted to say the bracha and say it's not, as we say in Hebrew, muvan me'elav, that a person can fly back and forth without any problems, without there being any issues. We have to recognize the fact that it's not pashut. Plane travels, and now we understand it better than ever, because you could hardly get anywhere if you wanted to go. Forget about Nebuch. I think about my cousin who can't go to her father's funeral because flights, it's not pushed anymore. Do we appreciate what it is to be in the air? I can't even think about it. It's unbelievable. And yes, as a machlekes, I'm aware. But there's a tremendous godless in the everyday miracles that Hashem provides us with. You know, here in Eretz Yisrael, it seems like every week things get worse in terms of certainly the cholim, but in terms of the instructions for us, the laws, and the most recent, everybody literally has to stay in their house. And there are police officers all around now giving tickets to people who think they know better. And you have to thank Hashem for those days that you could just walk wherever you wanted to and go on walks and jog. And now you just have to stay home. It's not easy. And you thank Hashem for having me. And you thank Hashem for being able to kiss the Torah. Maybe we could be more sensitive to the great godless of what Hashem has given us. The food He puts on our table. And I think that that is part and parcel, one of the tremendous points of the Seder itself. We should never think that the night of the Seder or any of our holidays are mere remembrances for what had happened. And especially as Rav Kook says in Oilas Riyah, a beautiful idea. He says that Ushamartem asachuka hazois lemo'ada yomim yomima. Says Rav Kook that a person needs to know tzarachu shi yachoyzer umitzga'aleh b'mo'ado be'oiso perek shel zman. We know we have a special mitzvah, the Rambam writes, that you are in Mitzrayim. Kihu ba'atzmoy yotzeh b'mitzrayim. Ata now, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik would point out, that the Rambam is mamash saying you have to feel what it is. What a Shibud Mitzrayim was and what a Geula is. Says Rav Kook, Choyzer magaleh b'moyed b'oysa perek hazman. I have to be there. Shulchan Mirosh, the Rabbeinu Shalom decided that the month of Nisan is the month of Geula. He decided that Corona would come in Adar, the man of Simcha, because of the Geula that comes the next month. It was heavenly decided, and therefore there's something miyuchad about that. That the light of the Rabbeinu Shalom's showing unbelievable Nisan v'Neflois would be during that time. It's a special, unique time. I remember Rav Meir Tursky saying in one of the Sichos Musar, the 15th of Nisan is a day of Geula, not only for what happened in Mitzrayim. They got Levinchus talking about that now. The Nisan of the flaws that happen today. Even if they are Korban Toida like. Even if there are quote unquote small miracles of Hapam Oida. That's what Leil Shimurim is. Laila, says Rav Kook. The Gemara, excuse me, says, quoting Rav Kook says, but the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Yud Aleph, Leil Shimurim, Laila Ha. Mushmar bo, Mishmar Smei Bereshis. The Mishnah Berurah says, I read it this morning with my kids. The Mishnah Berurah says, Leil Shimurim. So we know the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama says, it's a Shiloh whether or not you have to even say Shema. Do they say Mapil or not? Because it's a Leil Shimurim. People used to unlock their doors. Why? What does it have to do with what happened? Because it's every year it's like this. Lahavdil, on the flip side, of course, is that Tisha B'Av is L'doiris also, B'chiyah B'doiris. This is Geula L'doiris. This is realizing Belaila Zeh is the koyach of the cheirus of the olam, the korach for us to come back to understand simple and great miracles that Hashem does for us. Our job, l'takein olav v'malchut shakai, to get rishas away from this world. It's not only because Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim. This day was destined to be a time of geula. And the Sfas Emes says this as well. This idea. The chirus of this night. Yachol anu b'meshach shana lehistapek b'zechira b'entzai l'hamshich ha-koyach of the chirus. We're supposed to think on this night, what have I done to have in my own life a true cheres from all the other things that bog me down all the time. All the things that a few weeks ago were the obvious excuses that we gave to why we can't do Avodas Hashem, why we can't go to Shiurim, and why we can't do davening the way that we should. And now the excuses are gone. Now we realize that we understand that Pesach is all about the Igat Levincha by Yom Ahu, to tell our children the simple miracles. Rav Yosef V. Rimon writes about the different customs of Maror. Whatever you do in your home should keep these customs. But he quotes that he thinks that the appropriate thing is the chasa. That's actually called salat, Chacham Tzvi writes. Why? What's the reason? Because it's something that's very sweet. Doesn't make any sense. Why should we have something that's sweet? And this is based on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi seems to understand that it is. And it's okay that that's our maror today. Because of what happened in Mitzrayim, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lama Nimshulu Mitzrayim Kemaror, Laman Kach, Ma Maror, Shetzachilos Rach, V'soifa Kasha, Af Mitzrayim. That's exactly how Mitzrayim started, says the Yerushalmi. Everything seemed to be hunky-dory and amazing. And then all of a sudden, things got mar. So we dafka take something that actually does taste sweet. However, when one eats enough of it and he eats dafka the stem, it's not charif. We make a mistake. People think that you have to have things that are charif, that make you cry. No, 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 no. They're mar. They're bitter. Because we need to be reminded of how Hashem had to take his hand, b'chvoidu v'atzmo, and take us out of Mitzrayim. And that's what we want Hashem to do for us. Bezman hazeh. This isn't a history lesson of the 15th of Nisan. We are in the time of Geula. How do I bring the Geula? Each person has to think to themselves. And as I said last week, what am I going to take with me? What will I take with me now? What during this time will I say? It's not going to go back to normal. I'm not going to let it happen. And Mirtz Hashem, very soon, the refuah is going to be found, and everybody's going to be well, and everything's going to be back. And you think it's going to be back to normal. You say, no, 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 no. This is what changed. And you'll tell your children and grandchildren, you know what, during Corona, what changed me? Look at my sitter now. Look how much more time I take. Look at the notes I put in my sitter. I'm committing myself more to chesed, more to tefillah, more to liman ha-Torah. Because of my own personal geula. Every morning we say, Re'ei Navi Yonyein Rirvenu Ganein Geula Meheir Laman Shemecha. It's not only a geula of the Mashiach coming, but our own geula. How difficult is it? I'm talking personally. Not to have our phone on top of us during all of tefillah. And if something buzzes, it's got to be real important for me to answer during the time I'm saying, that's what we should be focusing on. Let's remember the past and the present of the Trumas Hadeshen, of what got me here today. What that is, v'hagat levincha. But the toda, the simple things, they're not so simple. Being able to say, agamlanim kol tov, a person who's able to say that amazing bracha recognizes where we are today and that Hashem is with us every step of the way, holding our hands. Mirtz Hashem, we should be zeicha to have this geula shlema, to have from the psachim zvachim, and all of you to join here in Arzenu HaKadosha with Bias Binyan Bayish Shlishi, v'meheira v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.